for the bottom of Yud-Aleph and Bet-Aleph, Gufa. And we brought this in. Baruch Moshe, I want to sponsor this week. My mother's yard site is Thursday, so I'm going to sponsor this week. Hopefully not her.
You ever
davened
Shabbos?
Yes, I did.
No way.
I davened a Musaf Shabbos, and Rabbi Kleinman here said, Rabbi Kohl missed your Musaf. Mm-hmm. He came in yesterday and said, Rabbi Kohl missed your Musaf.
Lakewood, I had a feeling something's going on.
Yeah, no. But you wouldn't have been there anyway. That's why I told them. It didn't make a difference. You would have been basically old. You couldn't hear it basically old.
Ouch.
Couldn't hear it basically old. But I did want to tell Eli Roberts wasn't there. I wanted to remind him that my davening is better than my speaking, but I didn't. He wasn't there, so I couldn't even remind him. But Yanki came in yesterday, Rabbi Kleinman came in, and he said, Rabbi Kohl missed your Musaf. Okay, Gufa. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Maravasi. Kol Kesef Amr B'Taira Kesef Tzuri. Whenever it says the word Kesef in the Torah, like by Oynes, by Mefata, by Mighty Shemra, by Kedushin, it's Kesef. This is what we used it for. The Beishamai holds, like Ravasi, that every time it says the word Kesef in the Torah, it does not mean money. It means Tzuri, Kesef Tzuri, which is a higher coin, as we explained last week. It is worth 8 times the amount of Kesef Medina. Shall divrei, what? Yud-Aleph Medina. We're at the last line now. Shall divreiem Kesef Medina. Whenever the Rabbana use the word Kesef, they mean money, which is the cheaper coin, which is Kesef Medina. One of the differences are, in Medina there are copper coins, in Tzuri there are no copper coins. So or the smallest silver coin in Tzuri is a ma. 6 of them make a dinar. But that's the smallest. But we used it for Kedushin, that once the Torah wants a silver coin, which is Chashev, we move it to a dinar. That's what Rashi explained. We learned on Friday, and we chazed yesterday. Frank the Gemara Klongel. Is that a rule? So Krachi. Shekesef, shekesef, b'tayra, tafke, kesef, ksef, or shavjai? Does the Torah mean only silver, meaning only tzuri, and or its worth? Then have kamina have a kesef tzuri v'loy prutas. Prutas don't count. I'll show you not that way. Bahari taina. Taina is the case of somebody claiming that somebody owes him money, and somebody admitting part of the owning of the money, the ksef. So right away we have the word kesef, which Ravasi would translate, means kesef tzuri. Utnan. Shul sadayonim hatayin shtei kesef, v'hoido shava pruta. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, how to translate this Mishnah. Rav translates it that there has to be a denial of 2 kesef and an admission of a pruta, which means the original claim has to be 2 kesef plus a pruta, and there has to be a minimum of a denial of 2 kesef. And Shmuel learns the claim has to be 2 kesef, and the admission can be any part of it, from a pruta to everything besides a pruta. That's how Shmuel learns it. What's bothering us is, where did we get shtei kesef? If kesef means kesef tzuri, bishleim, if you learn kesef means money, and the Torah did not define money, came along to Rabbanon, and they decided what is considered a good enough claim to be considered a claim that we swear on. That was Rabbanon's interpretation of what the Torah wanted for.
What does Kesef Medina mean?
It's a coin called Medina. It's a different set of coins. There were 2 sets of coins in those days. The Tzuri coin and the Medina coin. One was worth 8 times as much as the other.
Tzuri
was 8 times more. So if you tell me that kesef means money, not necessarily silver coins, which is what Ravasi said, that when the Torah uses, see, the word kesef can be translated 2 ways, silver or money.
But it seems like it's not straight. It's either tzuri coins
So let's step back. Ravasi told us a rule that the Torah only talks about tzuri coins. Right? Okay. So now let's go to this Mishnah, and let's understand the Mishnah. We'll understand the question, and we'll take it from there. The Mishnah talks about the halacha of Maida B'Mitzvah. The Mishnah says that the claim has to be two kesef, two coins. It doesn't say which kind of coins. The admission has to be a pruta, which Rav interprets to mean, the Rav Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is really not necessary for the question, but Rashi brings it in. Rav interprets it to mean that the claim has to be two kesef plus a pruta, and the admission has to be at least a pruta, meaning the denial has to be two kesef. And Shmuel interprets it to mean that the original claim has to be two kesef, and the admission can be anywhere from a pruta to anything besides a pruta. That's how Shmuel turns it. So this Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, no bearing on this Gemara's question. But what bothers the Gemara is as follows. Bishleim, if the translation of kesef meant money, not silver coins, but money, then you could say, the Rabbanim decided, how much money is considered a claim? And what's not considered a chash of a claim? So they decided, two ma, which is a silver coin, the smaller silver coin, is considered a claim, and haidah is a pruta, either Rav's way or Shmuel's way. But if you learn that kesef does not mean money, kesef means a silver coin. So then how did the Rabbanim get to two? If it meant money, it's open to interpretation what is considered money for Shmaita B'Mitzvah. If it means silver coin, which is what Ravasi said it meant, silver coin, which is Suri, so then how did the Rabbanan get to two? The Torah didn't leave it to interpretation. The Torah didn't say money. The Torah said coin, silver coin. So how do you get to two? If the Torah meant money, money is up to interpretation. What is considered enough money to be considered a claim? Silver coin is exactly what it says it means. Where does two come from? Let's read it in Rashi. So Rashi. Maritainish Adam Tainis Chaderai. Person claims from his friends. Masbiyim Vaisai, and we make him swear him Haida B'Mektis, if he admits part. Kidachsev, Lidachsev, Kiit and Isharayu. Ba'al of Ksev, Ashiyayim Aki Huzeh. This is it. Yafina Mina, Shamayi D'Mektis Yishava. We learn now from there that one who admits part swears. The Venikra Balabayas Sosim Ksev, it says that the Balabayas goes to Bezin. But there's Shinilei Lishua. And we explain that what does he go to Bezin for? To make a Shua. Utnan, Shua Sadayanim. Two maws of silver. Rav Amar Kfira Shtei Kesef, that the denial has to be two kesef. Shmuel Amar Taina Atzmi Shtei Kesef, the original claim has to be two kesef. Afilu Lo Kaver Bar LaPruta, either he denies a pruta, I hide him a pruta, or he admits a pruta, chayev. Become Malkum. Midiktani Shtei Kesef, but since it says Shtei Kesef, Shmami Nakro Lav Davke Kesef Kamer. That means the pasuk doesn't mean silver. It must mean money. Money can be interpreted. It can be interpreted as Medina. It can be interpreted as Suri. It can be interpreted as silver coins. It can be interpreted as copper coins. All up to the interpretation of the Rabbanan of what's significant in money. The Kibush Liperish Kama, since the Torah didn't say how much money, the Masra Kasim al Chachamim. The Torah is saying, let the Chachamim decide what is considered money. But like Kimluhu, Rabbanan Lashbihu, Bebasar Mahaki. And Rabbanan did not, Kimluhu, did not have a Messiah, it sounds like. They didn't have a hand-me-down from Baish Rabbeinu to make him swear in less than that. The Ikra Dafka Kesef, if we're saying Kesef doesn't mean money, but Kesef means silver coins, Nehida Mohi, Madbeya Pchusa Shebetsuri, granted that Madmo is the smallest Madbeya, and that would be Kesef, the silver coin, Miushtayim and Alu, where would we get two from? And for the Gemara. Now, Dum Yudikei, Hasam Dum Yudikeilim. There it says Kesef Oy Kalim, plural. Kalim is plural. Ma Kalim Shnayim. Just like by Kalim, the Torah says he gave him two Kalim. Didn't say Yitnishal Kaveh Kesef Oy Kali. It says Kalim. Two. Av Kesef Shnayim. The juxtaposition of the Psukim tells us the silver coins also have to be two. That's like Uma Kesef Dover Choshev. Av Kalim Dover Choshev. And just like two coins is chashuv, silver coins are chashuv, so kalim have to be something of value, meaning it can't be a cheapest keli. The case of cheapest keli is sewing needles, a needle, very cheap. It's not chashuv enough to be considered kalim for Maida B'Mitzvah. He gave him two needles and the guy only admits one, we do not say he swears. Because we learn now from Kesef that there has to be a chashivas to the keli, and machten, needles, are not called kashuv. What is called kashuv? I don't know here. Maybe the Gemara discusses it elsewhere. Rashi, and for the Gemara, look to Rashi, hachi gazina. Ma kesef dover kashuv av kelim dover kashuv. She yishtovim shtei kesef. So Rashi says, the kelim have to be worth 2 silver coins. This is to exclude from the Mandamar there that says if you claim 2 needles, you're chayev with the admission of one of them. He says kelim means anything, whatever they are. She is chayev the kelim kosher. So Rashi tells me the kelim have to be worth 2 kesef. So that's the answer to the question. This is the way Rashi learns it. So to put this into perspective, and again, because Rashi's just going to now go bring a second shot in the Gemara. The smallest coin in Kesef is a ma.
In Suri
Kesef. Again, don't write it down because there's 2 shots in Rashi unless you want to write it down as both shots. This is Rashi's shot. Rashi's own shot is that the smallest coin in Suri is a ma. The reason Kedushin is a dinner, Rashi threw in a swara, that once we made it silver, we want it to be chush of a silver. And that's why we moved it up to a dinner. Because the Torah means any silver coin. Could have meant a ma. So Rashi says, Beishamai feels, that once the Torah said chush of silver, that means the Torah wants something chush of, it moves up to a dinner. The question from Baita B'Mitzvah was, where do we get 2? If kesef means silver, where do you get 2? If kesef meant cash, cash needs somebody to define the amount of cash. But if kesef is a silver coin,
Rabati said,
so where do you get 2? The answer is the juxtaposition of kesef and kelim teach to each other. Kelim teaches us that kesef is 2, and once we know kesef is 2, that teaches us that the value of kelim have to equal the 2 kesef. This is Rashi's shot in the Gemara. Zuck Rashi now, Rabbi Seinu, my Rebbeim, Mefarshim, they say differently. They say shadiner hu matbeya habchusa shebetzuri. So they say there is no matzuri. The smallest coin in Suri is dinner. That's why kedushin is dinner. That's because since Rav Asi said that every time it says kesef in the Torah means a silver coin of Suri, the smallest Suri coin is silver, is dinner. Right? That's why the Gemara said, Beit Shammai says it's a dinner. That's the smallest coin. Unlike Rashi, who said there is a ma, but we want a chush of a coin. The Rabbi Seinu say, no, the smallest Suri coin is a dinner. And the Gemara's kasha was, the Braita says, Hatayne shtei kesef, which means ma, and that's not silver, that's money. So the kasha is, the Braita says it has to be money, not silver. Ma is not silver, according to Rashi's Rebbeim. And shtei kesef refers to 2 ma. If kesef means silver, 2 ma, there's no such thing as ma and silver. Must be that kesef means cash, not ma, silver. The terutza, and the Gemara's answer is, ma kelim davar chashev, av kesef davar chashev, u'ma davar chashev. That since kelim is chashev, not kelim is shnayim, like we answered before. Different gears of the Gemara. Kelim has to be chashuv, because it's a keli. So all kesef has to be is something chashuv. Doesn't have to be silver. The juxtaposition of the psukim, kesef, and kelim, is to say that here, kesef doesn't mean kesef, silver. Here, kesef means chashuv a cash. Because just like kelim, it just has to be chashuv. Any keli is chashuv. That's how the Rabbeim learn. So we learn now from Kalim that we don't have to have silver coin. Kesef here just means something that's chashev in monetary thing, which is a ma. So according to Rashi's Rabbeim, Kalim is teaching us that here kesef is not silver. That's how Rashi learns. I have many questions on my Rabbeim. Chada, dimkei kol kesef amr b'tayre dinneru. If kesef means a dinner, hecha asa hachikei shemavkilei. How can you use the hekesh to change the translation? If kesef in the Torah, according to Rav Asi, doesn't mean the smallest silver coin, which is ma, but means a dinner, So how could the fact that it's next to Kalim retranslate the word? Kesef means silver. You're telling me that Kesef here does not mean silver. Why? Because it's next to Kalim. Can a Hekish come and change the meaning of a word? The way Rashi learned, Kesef meant a smaller silver coin, which is a ma. We weren't translating the word, we're just saying the amount. Here, going to Rashi's Rebbeim, we're changing the meaning of Kesef from silver to money, based on a Hekish.
I'm getting confused when you say coin, is it either coin or it's money? But now you also, but it's silver. What is silver coming into?
Ravashi is the one that told us that Kesef in the Torah means Suri, which is silver coins. There are no silver coins.
Right.
No copper coins.
Correct.
Okay. So now, in Rashi's Rebbeim Pshat, the smaller silver coin is a dinar.
Now, what is a ma on
then? There is no ma in Suri. There is ma in Medina. There are copper coins in Medina. But in Suri, there are no copper coins.
Ma is copper?
Again, Machloikas, Rashi and his Rebbeim. Rashi learns Ma is silver. Rashi's Om Shat is that there's a silver Ma.
In Suri also.
In Suri also.
That's the lowest denomination coin.
In Suri. There are no copper coins, but the lowest silver coin denomination in Suri is Ma.
Okay.
Rashi's Rebbeim learned there is no Ma in Suri. The lowest coin in Suri is dinar.
And ma is a silver in...
Ma is copper.
Oh, ma is copper in
Medina. It doesn't exist in Suri. Now, if you learn like Rashi's Rebbeim, the word kesef usually means, according to Rashi's Rebbeim, a dinar. That's what Ravasi told us. Right. But then came along Kalim and said, no. Here, you don't need a dinner. Here, Kalim teaches me that all you need is something chashev and money. No, that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said two ma. Taina state kesef means two ma. That's what that Mishnah means.
Medina money.
This
is out of the rule of...
This is breaking Ravasi's rule because of a hekish. So Rashi's first question in Rebbeim is, how can a hekish come and take a word and take it out of its meaning? Mishlam, in the way Rashi learned, kesef meant silver coins, and there is a ma silver. The question was only, where did you get the number two? Kalim taught us the number two. But according to the way Rashi's Rebbeim learned, the Kalim is teaching us a different translation of a word. Kesef usually means silver coins, which is a dinner. And here, Kalim is telling me, you don't need silver coins.
So when they say Shnayim, they mean Shnayim Ma, which is...
Correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's Rashi's first question, is Rebbeim. Second question is, all it tells me is the number. What, Kalim is Choshev? Is Anino Choshev? Ramin and Hassan Kakiyatsu Kalim Lamashu. Says there Kalim don't have to be Choshev. Amalek Hashivi Machtim. One man the Amar there says any Kali, even if it's not Choshev. All of a sudden Kalim became Choshev? The Oid Behej Ramin and Hassan Ibcha. The gear says opposite. Ma Kesem Dever Choshev, Am Kalim Dever Choshev. The Kesem Kiyatsu Lam Grasha Hassan. The Yirsa there is like Rashi has it here. Kesef is teaching Kalim. Not Kalim is teaching Kesef of Choshev. Kesef is teaching Kalim about Choshev. So therefore Rashi does not like his Rebbeim Pshat. So again, we have two Pshatim in this Gemara. Two distinct, different Pshatim in this Gemara. We have Rashi's and we have Rashi's Rebbeim. Let's do Rashi's first. According to Rashi, Kesef, according to Ravasi, means a silver coin, the smallest of which is a ma. Therefore, when the Gemara says in by Maida B'Miktus that you need a ma, two ma'an, the fact that it's a ma doesn't bother us. Ma is a silver coin. The only thing that bothered us is where did you get two? So we need a hekish from Kalim to teach us Kesef is two. Once we taught you what Kalim teach Kesef, we teach you what Kesef teaches Kalim, that the Kalim have to be worth two ma. That's what Rashi learns the Gemara. So according to Rashi, it wasn't the translation of the word kesef that bothered us. Kesef means a silver coin. It still means a silver coin. Except, where did you get the number two? The answer is we got it from the juxtaposition of the Pesukim. That's how Rashi learns. The problem with Rashi's pshat, I shouldn't say the problem, the difficulty in understanding Rashi's pshat, is that Rashi learns Kedushin is a dinner based on a svara that once the Torah wanted a silver coin, it wanted a chash of a silver coin. That's where Beshame got dinner. Because if not, maybe it means a ma, it's a silver coin. So Rashi learns the Torah wanted a chash of a silver coin. That's what Rashi said in Amud Aleph, that we want a chashivas. And the chashivas is a dinner. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. That's Rashi's shot. Again, the point that needs explanation that's hard to her is where did the Mishnah come up with a dinner? According to, if you learn there's a ma that's silver, so then Mishnah should say a ma. You need a silver coin.
Not
chashev. Not chashev. Okay, that's what Rashi learns. It's fine. Comes along Rashi's Rebbeim, they have a totally different shot in the Gemara. They learn that the reason Beit Shammai says dinner is because that's the smallest coin in Suri. And since Kesef in the Torah means Suri, the smallest silver coin in Suri is a dinner. Now, Ma is a Medina coin. It doesn't exist in Suri. Therefore, the Gemara's Kasha is, if Kesef is Suri, where did the Mishnah in Masechtas Baba Kabba Metziah say that Vayda B'Miktas is if you claim two ma? There is no ma in the Torah. The Torah said Kesef. Kesef means a dinner. Where did you get to say that Vayda B'Miktas is not a silver coin? There is no silver ma in Suri. And the Torah means Suri. The Gemara's answer is that Kalim is Chashuv. Therefore, Kesef has to be Chashuv, it doesn't have to be silver. The Torah is changing the Hekesh, tells us that here, Kesef doesn't mean silver. Here, Kesef means value, money.
The two Ma Medina are Chashuv?
Yes. So Rashi says, you took a word that means silver coins, and you use a Hekesh to retranslate a word? That's bothering Rashi. Because Kesef doesn't mean money. Kesef means silver coins. But because of the Hekesh, you're retranslating a word. Rashi doesn't get it. That's his first caution to the Rebbeim. But those are the two pshatim in the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Vahari Meiser. The next question in Ravasi. Meiser. Yachsiv v'tzarta Kesef b'yadecha. It says when you redeem Meiser Sheni, you live far from Yerushalayim, and you can't schlep all your grain up to Yerushalayim. So you redeem it, and you take the money up to Yerushalayim. Now, the Torah says, "V'tarta ha-kesef b'yadecha." According to Rav Asi, what does the word kesef mean? Silver coins. That's what the Torah says. According to Rav Asi, the word kesef,
Suri
silver coins. Which according to Rashi, which we were learning like Rashi, means ma. The Torah says, "Vitnan," and the Mishnah says, "What?
It doesn't have to be.
No, it could be more, but the minimum is ma." Vitnan, the Mishnah says, "Hapirei tzela mimoas meiser shnei kesef moas meiser sheni." It says if somebody exchanges, right, a tzela of moas meiser sheni, he can exchange it into prutas. That's what the Mishnah there talks about. The Mishnah wants to know, see, the Chazal were concerned that the market price, see, it's not like America, that a penny is worth a penny, and a nickel is worth a nickel, and a dime is worth a dime, because of the United States government. There, the coin of money was silver. Copper was a coin, but the price fluctuated by supply and demand, by a whole bunch of things. Prutas could be worth more, and prutas could be worth less. The stationary thing is silver. That's the way Chazal viewed it. So when the price changes, we don't say that the silver dropped in price. We say that the copper rose in price. That's how Chazal viewed it. Because every time you have that, when you have copper coins and silver coins, which is the coin and which is the commodity? So Chazal viewed the coin as silver, and the copper as commodity. So a guy came to Yerushalayim, and he had with him silver coins. Now he needed to buy food. And food, you go into a store, you need copper coins. So he wants to go to the money changer and exchange his silver coins for copper coins. So there's a machlokes in the Mishnayos whether he should do it all at one time or he should do it little by little. Because if he does it all at one time, that means there's going to be a rush on copper. We don't want a rush on copper. So therefore, one Madiyama says you can, one Madiyama says you can't. That's what it's talking about. What right do you have to change it to copper? The Torah said kesef. If kesef means silver coins,
you can't buy it.
Again, but you're not allowed to change. The Torah only allow you to change it to kesef. Mishlaim of kesef means money. That allows me to change it to anything that's considered money. I'll just say the following. It's a little bit strange for us because we're not used to this. Copper was money, but vis-a-vis silver, copper was a commodity. They were both money. They were coins used as money. But since it was a silver-based currency, the copper fluctuated in price. But it was a coin vis-a-vis animals. You went into the store, you shopped with copper. What you got with it depended on the price of silver. Because silver decided what the copper is worth. See, we don't do that because we have coins that are worth the coins because the American government says it's worth the coins.
There are these coins that are not in circulation.
What?
There are coins that have that quality, but they're not in circulation. The Krugerrand and stuff like that.
I know. When I go into the store, nobody ever looks at the value of silver that day.
You can't buy into
gold. I mean, everything costs more every day, but that's besides the point. So what bothers the Gemara is, if kesef means silver, where in the world are copper coins allowed? And the Mishnah there talks about copper coins. And for the Gemara, kesef ha kesef riba. There's an extra hay there. Kesef means silver coins. Ha kesef means money. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, a pirate selling in Moz Majesheni. Maskan over there is Mishami Arim, B'chol HaSel Moz. You can change the whole seller into copper coins. We learned that first he changed the meiser into prutus. The Mishnah there talks about that first he had prutus, then he changed it into seller. And the answer is hakasev. In fact, the Gemara of Ara Hegdish. The Sivan Nasan hakasev akamlai. You redeem Hegdish with kasev. Shmuel says that biblically speaking, if you give any money to Hegdish, you can redeem something of higher value. You're not supposed to, but it works. That means if a guy has something that costs $1,000 of Hegdish and he pays Hegdish a dime, it's his. Now, Pruta? The Torah says by Hegdish, you can take an item of Hegdish and pay Hegdish something worth a lot less money than it's worth. Meaning, you owe Hegdish the money, but the item becomes chulim.
Right away.
So the question is, pruta? Tyrus said kesef. Kesef means silver coin. How can you be makal on pruta? Tyrus says, v'nasen ha-kesef v'kam loy. Now, the Gemara has not me kesef, yellow me meiser. We learned it out from Meiser, that since Kesef by Meiser, the hay told us can be Prutus, so Kesef by Hegdish can also mean Prutus. But the Zereshava makes it like it says HaKesef. Rashi?
Isn't
it when I said HaKesef Akumbo? Rashi. When I said HaKesef Akumbo, Ksiv Yosef Chamishis Kesef, the Pasuk says, add a fifth of the kesef of the erekachah, Allah the kavlay. There's no pasuk v'nasan hakesef v'kavlay. This is one of the times. This is many times in Shas the Gemara quotes this pasuk, which doesn't exist. So Rashi says it refers to this pasuk. The Gemara for some reason decided to shorten it and say v'nasan hakesef v'kavlay. There is no such pasuk. The pasuk says v'yasav chamishis kesef erekachah Allah v'kavlay, and there's no hay.
So we just compare
Meiser
to Truma.
Hegdish is Gzeirah Shava. Not a logical comparison. Gzeirah Shava. Frak the Gemara of our Kedusha Isha. Our Kedushin. Right? The gemara kicha kicha is dayafrin, and we learn it out that it means money. Tam beisil loymim pruta b'shava pruta. And beisil says pruta. Name of Ravasi damaki beishamai. Is Ravasi holding beishamai? Do you need a silver coin? This gemara could have asked right away. The gemara asked, "What's beishamai's reason?" The gemara said, "Ravasi." That means you're saying Ravasi holds like beishamai. We passing like Beitzil. How can Ravasi come along and tell us to shot the passing like Beishamai, but we passing like Beitzil? And Beitzil says Kedushin can be a pruta, a copper coin. So obviously Kesef does not mean silver coin. So how can Ravasi say a rule? Where do we learn it out? Kicha Kicha, Bizei Ephra, where it says, Arba Meir Shekel Kesef. That's what it says when he bought Bizei Ephra, right? So it does say kesef. That's how we learn that kedushin kesef. According to Ravasi, it should be a silver coin. That means he holds like
Beishamai. Yeah, but kesef still is Arba Meir Shekel Kesef. Maybe that's what that's to be.
What?
Maybe that's what that's to be.
But it doesn't. We just learned out that you need money. That's all we learn out. So you're asking a great question. Why do? It's a wonderful question. Why don't we learn out that kedushin needs a 400 shekel kesef? But you never get married if you need Arba Meir Shekel Kesef, because it's a ton of money. Like, they figured out it's millions of dollars.
Really?
Yeah. But that's not the point.
I'm just asking stuff.
That's a good question. But that's not the point. The point is, Ravasi says it means silver coins. That's Beishamai. It's not Beisil. And for the Gemara, you're right. That's not the source of Beishamai. And Ravasi never said what we quoted him as saying. We withdraw the whole last piece of Gemara. Eliyit Marachim. This is what Ravasi said. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Ravasi. Kokesef Kotsov Amar B'Tayram. Whenever the Torah says an amount of money, Chamishim Shekel Kesef, V'Anshu Aysa Meya Kesef, when the Torah puts a number, that's Kesef Tzuri. Not the word Kesef. Kesef means money. When the Torah says Meya Kesef, there the Torah means a coin. That means Tzuri. So therefore, the kasha from Maitim and Mixus is not a kasha. The kasha from Maitre is not a kasha. The kasha from Hegdish is not a kasha. Kedushin is not a kasha. Torah never put an amount. All Ravasi said was, an amount? Sorry. Meya Kesef doesn't mean 100 money. It means 100 coins of some sort. Then it means Suri. The Shadiv Reyem, and the Rabbanim put an amount on something, Kesef Medina. So it has nothing to do with Kedushin. This is not the source of Beishamai. And after a little while, we'll come back and say, so where did Beishamai get it from? We started off the whole Gemara is where did Beishamai learn dinner? At this point, we just removed our answer. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shechila Pruta Mechul, Deinu Nolo Hegdish. There's no such thing as cheating hegdish. The whole halacha, you pay the right price, is by people. Not only is it not the avera of cheating, but the sale is a good sale. You can pay hegdish a lot less than the value. Kesef, kesef. Gomer pidyon hegdish, we pidyon meiser. Avashar kesef, shibatayra liyalavi. We don't learn out. They're not equal. They're not comparable. Rashi has a problem. How do you know the Gzeres Shava is Hegdish to Meiser? Maybe it's Gzeres Shava Kedushin to Meiser. Maybe it's Gzeres Shava from other things to Meiser. The answer is Hegdish and Meiser share a similarity. Also, there's a lot of extra Kesefs written by Hegdish. Kesef Kosef Haritzuri. The Kesef Kedushin ain't a Kosef. Relay Ayribay Ravasi Klau. Ravasi was not talking about Kedushin. Kosef Shenemer by Kamat is a number. Chamishim Shal Knas, Shleichim Shal Evet, Meir Shal Meir Shemra. It says a coin, and it says a number. So therefore, there it means manatsuri. B'shekel hakaydish b'manatsuri. I don't know where the word, yeah, that's weiter. We'll see in a second.
So you pay them a less amount, it becomes chulin right away?
Correct.
And if you don't pay up the difference,
is it
becomes
hectic
again?
No. If you don't pay up the difference, Hashem gets angry at you and takes care of it.
But it's not like Mila or anything.
No. You bought it. You redeemed it. That's Shmuel's halacha. Now the gizmer will come after you. But the item is chulin. Whether one pays or whether one doesn't pay, the item is chulin.
This idea of only by payments where the Torah is obliging you to pay this money?
No. It's what the Torah says, an amount.
So, by Stayafron, that was silver? I mean, that's what that's trying Suri? I mean, like, what was it said 400 shekels.
We're not learning out the kind of coin from Ephraim, because if it did, I told you, you'd have to pay millions of dollars.
That's the amount.
We're just learning out. We're not learning out the amount from Ephraim. We're learning out the concept of money.
Money. So does it mean money or does it mean silver there?
There it meant silver coins. What are we learning out from there? That you can buy with money.
And is that included in this Rabasi?
No. That's what we're saying. Kedushin is out of the picture now.
So Stanford's also out of the picture. It's not a...
We're not buying Stanford here.
Right. I'm saying it's not a rule of how much you have to pay. It's not. It's only where the Torah recommends.
The Torah recommends. It says.
Yes, I'm saying the Torah tells you what you have to pay.
Right. Exactly.
By Stanford, it was a type of currency. I'm not sure what it was, but that everybody accepted.
Right.
And that was silver or something more special than
it was silver.
Just regular silver coin?
It seemed it was a better, higher quality silver or a bigger coin. Contrin, Rashi says.
But it was over the silver, meaning it was common currency.
It was accepted everywhere. International currency.
I mean, in other words, some silver coins were not used.
Again, you could not use a bubble silver coin in Eretz Yisrael. Because the king would kill you. I mean, in those days, don't actually explain it, but if you lived in a certain country, you have to use that country's currency.
Because it's a punishment for...
Whatever it was.
Yeah. Respect for the king, whatever it is.
So, this coin was an international coin.
That was acceptable.
Frank my Kamash Malan. What is Ravasi's Chiddush? Tanina, to Beferish and Mishnah. Chamish Shalom Shoben, the Chamish Shalom of Pidyon Aben, Shloshim Shalevet, Chamishim Shalainis Mephata, Meir Shomaitzi Shemra, Kulam B'Shekel HaKadosh, B'mon Letzuri. It's a Shekel HaKadosh, which we'll see in a minute what that means, which equals, and four of them mean, but 25 of them equal a Mon Letzuri. So we see, the Mishnah told us already, that all set amounts in the Torah are Tzuri. What is Ravasi adding to Beferish the Mishnah? So, Gemara, you're right. What?
Where does it say that in the Mishnah?
In Bechiris Memtes Amid Beis. And for the Gemara, Beshal Devrayim Kesef Medina Yitzchilei, the Leitnan. You're right. That part is not a Chiddush. That's a Mishnah. Ravasi's adding is, rabbinic obligations are Medina. That's not mentioned in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah Rabbanan obligate you in a certain amount, what coin does they mean? Ravasi's telling me, if it's not in the Torah, it means Medina. He gives you an example. The Tanya. Hatakei l'chaveroi. If somebody hits his friend in his ear, he either hits him near his ear, or he blasts noise in his ear. Nice and loy sella. He gives them a sella. But loy tema, don't think my sella arba zuzi. Don't think the sella is a sella tsuri, which is four zuz. My sella, palga de zuza. Chazal mean a half a zuz. The avidi inchi, the car of the palga de zuza, is tira. They call a half a zuz a sella medina. And there is still remains a sella medina. And therefore, that's the Chiddush of Ravasi. Einachinami. The Mishnah B'chayrus told us that every time the Torah says an amount of money, it means Kesef Tzuri. That the Mishnah told us. Whenever the Torah says 50, 100, 30, 5, Kesef Tzuri. Ravasi's adding, what?
Where did the Mishnah get it? It's from the Torah. The Mishnah told
us. And where did Ravasi get it from? What kind of kash is that? Who's first, the Mishnah or Ravasi?
The Torah's first.
Again. The Mishnah is interpreting the Torah. a thing called Torah Shebaal Peh. The Mishnah is interpreting the Torah that every time the Torah says a set amount of money, not the word kesef. Kesef means money. 50 kesef, 30 kesef, 5 kesef, that means suri. That's what the Mishnah told us. So what's Rav Asi adding? And so he's adding the second part, where the Torah didn't tell it to me, when the Rabbanan told it to me, then you don't need suri.
The Rabbanan, not the Mishnah?
Not the Torah. Rabbinic obligations. Rabbinic set amounts. Rabbinic set amounts come in Medina. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Kesef Tzar, we did already. Kets Kotzov. Stemmer by Kamak, we did that already. B'shekel HaKadosh Monatzuri. Shekel HaKadosh, yes, B'chofei Shkolim Monatzuri. 25 Shkolim equals a Monatzuri. So the because Shekel HaKadosh is a double shekel. Regular shekel takes 50 of them to make a Monatzuri. Shekel HaKadosh, only 25 of them are necessary. It's a double size shekel. Rav Asi is teaching me that it's Kesef Medina. What do you mean Kesef Devreim? When did the Rabbana come up with a set amount? Usually the Rabbana say pay what you damaged. Where do they say a number of coins? He says you blow into his ear. Rabbeinu Hazaka lemadnu shiko etzel oizen. No, it's not a hezek. He's not damaged. You embarrassed him. So Rabbanan set him out for embarrassment.
Oh, that's for embarrassment?
Yes. There's no damage.
It wasn't a blow like we think it is. It was a blow like a tokea.
Whatever it is. It's a blast. Have a blast.
Is this different boshes than other boshes?
I'll get to that in a minute. Laisa laisela, kach shiru demei boshta l'adam beinani. Regular person, that's his vicious. Ashmina Ravasi, the loyte mahai zela, dalad zuzi, telaturi, and the palga de zuzi, which is shmini shibet telaturi, an eighth of telaturi. Istra, palga de zuzi, who sell a medina. Now let me explain. Vicious was a very hard thing to figure out. Nezik is easy. What was he worth before? What is he worth now? Tsar, what would a person pay to have this done painlessly? He was going to get damaged. I finished.
Have this done
painlessly. Anesthesia. Ripui, whatever the doctor charges. Sheves, whatever amount of work he lost. Bishus is a very hard thing to figure out. How do you figure out embarrassment? So the Rabbanan decided to make a base. They decided this is what the Bishus is for a regular person. To be adjusted for somebody more chashev or less chashev, but there's a starting number. They had to give you a starting number. Where do you start from? How do you figure out embarrassment? So Chazal made numbers for different things. Different things get different amounts of bishus. They established that amount. So one of the things they established was, if you blow into a guy's ear or hit him near his ear, it's embarrassing to pay a seller. Rashi says, v'adam beinani. Because how else, where do you start with bishus? There's no baseline. So they made a baseline.
Is there any more information other than blowing in the ear?
There's a whole list of things there, what the amount was. But we're not learning Masechta's bishus now. In Baba Kama, there's a whole list of things.
The bishus for the mice or the result that he's deaf?
No, he's not deaf.
So what happened to him?
He got embarrassed in public.
During the mitzvah of the
so how do you evaluate embarrassment? So Chazal made a baseline. So comes on Rav Asi and he says, doesn't mean Tzuri coins when they made that baseline. They mean Medina coins. Gemara talks about if you hit a guy with the back of your hand, you hit him in his face, he has all kinds of different things. Chazal established baselines for. Again, so that's why Rashi was very careful. He said, "Lo adam beinani."
No, it's two things.
And yet, then they adjusted it. I know, I'm a vayish, I'm a vayish. I know, I learned Baba Kama. I'm a vayish, I'm a vayish. I know that.
We spoke out. I'm saying,
It's the person getting it. The good boy did it.
I told you three times. I know.
You said that?
Ms. Bayesh and...
I said that.
Again, adjustable. Lefia Mavayez Evans Bayesh. Dr. Gemara Weiter. So now, we don't know Beis Shammai's reason. We're back to the beginning. What is Beis Shammai's reason for a dinner? Where did dinner come from? We tried Rav Asi, we dismissed that, because Rav Asi wasn't talking about Kedushin. He was only talking about when there's a set amount. Dr. Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Lokesh, Aymer Tamayi, the Beis Shammai, and the Chizkiyam. Okay, so let me speak this out outside before we do it inside. The halacha is that a shifcha an amavriya, or an evet ivri, can buy himself back. Let's take evet ivri because it's simpler for a second. You sell an evet ivri for $60,000 for 6 years. After 3 years, the evet ivri gets a hold of money. And by the way, the evet ivri can get money; it doesn't belong to the master. He inherits his father. He's a rich guy now, walks over to his master, says, you bought me for 60, here is 30, I worked for you 3 years, here is 30, have a wonderful day. That's called the Eben Ivri Giro in Kesef, he can buy himself back. That's the halacha. The same thing is true by an Amar Vriya, she can buy herself back. That's what it says. Now, the Chizkiyah said that at Amar, we learn out of the Pasuk V'Havdei that she can buy herself back. Now, that tells us, and the Gemara is going to explain how it tells us, this is like, needs to be worked out, that there has to be, you can't buy an Amar V'Riya with a Pruta, because every Amar V'Riya has to be able to buy herself back. If she was bought for a Pruta, and she worked for a day, she's no longer can buy herself back because there's no value of a pruta left. So obviously, there has to be enough money that she can buy herself back with a pruta. And therefore, and here comes the part that needs explanation, and therefore, we say it's a dinner. That an amavriya has to be bought by a dinner. Now how we go from more than a pruta to a dinner is a Gemara's problem. But that's halacha. An amavriya can't be bought for less than a dinner, because she has to be able to buy herself back, and therefore there has to be a value of a pruta left for her to buy herself back. So the sale price has to be more than a pruta. And once it's not a pruta, we went to a dinner. Why that's true, the Gemara will deal with that. So Beis Shammai holds that just like an amavriya needs a dinner to buy her, Kedushin needs a dinner. That's the source of a dinner, according to Beis Shammai. Because since amavriya has to be bought with a dinner, and that will be an explanation of the Gemara why that is true, once we have that, and the Torah compares marriage to amavriya, so just like amavriya has to be bought with a dinner, a wife needs kedushin of a dinner. That's Beis Shammai Svara. We will elaborate on this tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.